This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India's stance on terrorism is clear, that there can be no double standards and no compromise on terrorism. Speaking during bilateral talks with Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim in Kuala Lumpur, Mr. Modi said cooperation between the two sides will expand in counter-terrorism, intelligence sharing, maritime security and defence. He emphasised that India values cooperation with partners who share its commitment to peace and stability. The Prime Minister, who is on a two-day official visit to Malaysia, said that the prosperity of India and Malaysia is closely linked. He noted that in the current global instability scenario, it is essential for the two maritime neighbors to fully utilize the potential of their partnership.
Security ke kshetr mein hum counter terrorism, intelligence sharing aur maritime security mein sahyog majboot karenge. Hum raksha sahyog ko bhi aur vyapak banayenge. AI aur digital technologies ke saath saath hum semiconductor, health और फूड सिक्योरिटी में साझेदारी को आगे बढ़ाएंगे.
During the talk, several MOUs were exchanged, including cooperation in disaster management, audio-visual co-production, combating and preventing corruption, semiconductor development and security. As part of today's engagements, Prime Minister Modi will also interact with CEOs and business leaders to further boost trade, investment and economic linkages between the two countries. He is also scheduled to meet Indian National Army veterans and Malaysian dignitaries before concluding his visit and departing for India. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi was accorded a ceremonial welcome at the office of Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim. The two leaders held closed-door talks, which include both one-to-one discussions and delegation-level meetings. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said that the India-US Interim Trade Agreement is fair, equitable and balanced, and ensures complete protection of farmers' interests. He said agricultural and dairy products adequately produced in India, including maize, wheat, rice, sugar, soybean and poultry, have been kept outside tariff concessions. The minister added that the agreement aims to promote exports, generate employment and advance India's journey towards Viksit Bharat 2047. Briefing media on the India-US joint statement in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Goyal said that the earlier 50% reciprocal tariff has now been reduced to 18% for Indian exports under the agreement. He pointed out that India now enjoys lower tariff rates compared to its neighboring countries including China, Pakistan, Bangladesh and Vietnam. Home Minister Amit Shah arrived in Raipur last evening on a three-day visit to Chhattisgarh. During his visit, Mr. Shah will participate in various programs related to internal security and development in the state. Today, the Union Home Minister will chair a high-level security review meeting on left-wing extremism in Raipur. Later in the day, Mr. Shah will be the chief guest at the national conclave titled Chhattisgarh at 25, Shifting the Lens. Japanese voters are casting ballots today in a snap parliamentary election called by Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi. Just months after she was elected by lawmakers, Takaichi decided to go to polls to seek the public's mandate. If the coalition of Takaichi's Liberal Democratic Party with the Japan Innovation Party, known as ISHIN, wins 310 seats, it would be able to override the opposition-controlled upper chamber. She has vowed to step down if the coalition loses its majority. In Russia, four Indians were among several people injured in a knife attack at a university in Ufa in the Bashkortostan Republic yesterday. The Indian Embassy in Russia said that in an unfortunate incident of attack, four Indian students have been injured. In men's cricket, India defeated United States by 29 runs in the third match of the T20 World Cup at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Today there are three fixtures. New Zealand will take on Afghanistan at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai at 11 a.m. In another clash, England will face Nepal at Wankhede Stadium at 3 p.m. while Sri Lanka will be up against Ireland at Premadasa Stadium in Colombo at 7 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.